Democrats on Martha's Vineyard praise themselves as do-gooders before having illegal aliens shipped off island. By John Binder on September 16, 2022. Democrats on Martha's Vineyard, the elite vacation hub of the nation's wealthiest residents, are praising themselves as do-gooders for coming to the aid of illegal aliens sent to the island before having them shipped to a nearby military base. This week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., flew about 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, a wealthy enclave of liberals and home to former President Obama, who owns a nearly $12 million estate. As Breitbart News estimates, the island could house about 6 million illegal aliens. Even as Martha's Vineyard residents vote almost entirely for Democrats, local officials put pressure on Governor Charlie Baker, R., to intervene and have the illegal aliens deported to Joint Base Cape Cod. Before the illegal aliens were shipped off the island on buses, Democrats and liberal activists praised themselves for providing for the new arrivals, even as a Spanish-language TV reporter noted that residents had privately admitted that they did not want the illegal aliens near their community. "These past 2 days, the people of Martha's Vineyard have made it crystal clear that we are a community that supports immigrants," one local elected Democrat wrote. While Wednesday's arrival on Martha's Vineyard was unexpected, the extraordinary response was not, Massachusetts Secretary of the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security Terrence Reedy said. "The work of so many state and local partners exemplify the best values of our Commonwealth, providing safe shelter, food, and care for individuals that had been through a long, harrowing journey." CNN dedicated a story to Martha's Vineyard residents who rushed to help the newcomers who were bussed off the island less than 24 hours later. "We received food. We received clothes, we received different things. So much so that we've had to relocate that donation drop-off spot to the fire department," Edgartown, Massachusetts, Town Administrator James Haggerty told CNN Wednesday. Town officials even had to post on social media that they didn't need more donations, Haggerty added, as items continued to pour in. "I think that's a testament to the community of the island, and it's a testament to the citizens of Edgartown. It's a testament to everything that's going on now," he said. National Public Radio, NPR, likewise, ran a story praising the residents of Martha's Vineyard for stomaching less than 1% of the illegal immigration that American border communities face every day. After the unexpected arrival of nearly 50 migrants flown Wednesday into Martha's Vineyard, local organizations and community members have been providing around-the-clock support, the NPR report states. "The number of illegal aliens sent to Martha's Vineyard is a tiny fraction of the level of illegal immigration American border communities are subjected to every day. In one Texas border town recently, about 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens crossed through in a single weekend. In August, nearly 6,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were apprehended by federal immigration officials every single day. This does not include the thousands more illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border undetected by officials." For comparison, the number of border crossers and illegal aliens inundating American border communities every day is about 125 times greater than the number of illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard by DeSantis this week. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.